Okay. So a 10-foot wingspan of black feathers probably looked a little incongruous with my Kiss Me I'm Irish apron and my fuzzy blue house slippers. Patrick was always telling me I would have less trouble if I presented a more imposing image, if I looked a little more Reaper-like. I always tell him that it's pretty near impossible to be imposing when you're only 5 feet tall and generally described by others as cute as a button. Of course, if Patrick had shown up for his scheduled escort of Mrs. Lucardi, I wouldn't be here at all. He'd called me 15 minutes ago, said he had a personal emergency, read a date with a hot guy, and begged me to take his pickup for him. I'd agreed because I owed Patrick a favor or two, but I couldn't be held responsible for my appearance. "Listen, Mrs. Lucardi," I said through gritted teeth, "you're going to a better place. I'll make sure that someone comes to take care of your babies." "Oh, no. Harold, my son, will come and have them all taken to shelters. I'm not going anywhere. I have to look out for them." She crossed her arms, set her jaw, and looked for all the world like she had no intention of moving in the next millennium. I wondered how exactly she expected to prevent Harold from having the cats taken away, when she didn't have a corporeal self. Unfortunately, I didn't have time to argue points of logic with the illogical dead. I glanced at my watch, a slender, silver-linked affair that had been a 13th birthday present for my mother. I really had to go. The potential tenant was scheduled to knock on my door in 15 minutes. It would probably take me that long to fly home. "Polly Francis Lucardi, will you permit me to untether your soul and escort you to the door?" I asked.
"No!"
"Polly Francis Lucardi, will you permit me to untether your soul and escort you to the door?" I asked again.
"I already told you, no!"
I felt the familiar buildup of pressure in my chest that accompanied a magical binding. It was what I imagined it would be like to drown. My lungs and heart felt as though iron bands squeezed my organs. My ribcage felt like it was collapsing. If I asked again and she refused, the binding was sealed. She would never be escorted to the door, but would haunt this earth forever. "Polly Francis Lucardi, will you permit me to untether your soul and escort you to the door?" I asked. The pressure increased and I gasped for breath.
"For the last time, no!"
My heart and lungs reinflated. My ribs sprung back into place. A surge of power pushed out of my fingertips and snapped the tether holding Mrs. Lucardi to her body. A lot of agents untethered agreeable souls using magic, but I didn't like it. I don't know what a binding felt like to anyone else, but it made me feel like elephants had been tap dancing on me. Give me a silver knife and a straightforward cut any day. Unfortunately, I could only use my knife on the cooperative. No one knew why exactly, but souls that refused the door had to go through the rigmarole of a binding. "Polly Francis Lucardi, by your own words and of your own volition, your soul is bound to this earth for eternity," I said, a little breathless.
"Fine, my babies,"
she cried, holding her incorporeal arms out to the cats that were now starting to nibble her corporeal body's ankles. Whatever. I got out of there before she realized that her little snuggums was about to make her former shell into breakfast, lunch, and dinner. If I had more time, I would have tried harder to convince her to go to the door. Now I would have to file more paperwork, and Patrick would have to file more paperwork, and he would bitch about it, and I would bitch about it, and JB, our supervisor, would be an annoying bastard about the whole thing because he's very insistent on closed lists. But I'd deal with that later. First, I had to get home in time to show the apartment, and I only had a few minutes. Death is just another bureaucracy, and in a bureaucracy so large, sometimes people fall through the cracks. There are plenty of reasons why people don't get an agented escort to the door, and they don't all have to do with kitty love. If a person suffers a violent death, they may leave their body involuntarily, snap the tether that binds them to their mortal self, and flee in anguish and madness before an agent arrives. Sometimes a soul will allow itself to be untethered, come along quietly, and then break away from the agent before they arrive at the door, fearful of what lies behind it. Sometimes an agent is hurt or killed, and that person's list may lie dormant for an hour or two until replacements are notified. If that happens, the window of opportunity may close. Souls might break their own tethers and wander free.